Queensland tourism is back to pre-COVID levels. That's according to new Tourism Research Australia data. Stats showing domestic visits hit almost 29 million last year. That's up 1.8% on 2022. Queensland has also retained its gong as the number one Australian holiday destination, while the Sunshine Coast region hit record levels of international visitor spending. A GoFundMe has been launched to help cover costs to bring the body of a British man home after he died in Noosa at the weekend. Joshua Santos Christian failed to resurface after he jumped off the Noosa Sound Bridge in the early hours of Sunday morning. Initial investigations suggest the 32-year-old slipped and hit his head on the way down. It took divers almost 5 hours to locate his body. Police say it's a tragic case of misadventure. More than $40,000 has been raised so far. Researchers at the University of the Sunshine Coast want to look deeper into why drivers stick to the rules while on the road but break them when they hit our beaches. UniSC has teamed up with the Motor Accident Insurance Commission for the study, where they hope to better understand beach driving behaviour in order to assist with the prevention of offending. The Road Safety Research Collaboration is seeking participants who have driven on Noosa North Shore, Tiwa, Rainbow or Double Island beaches in the past 5 years. They're invited to take part in a survey about their experiences. Also making news, it's official, former Noosa deputy Frank Wilkie is getting a promotion. The Queensland Electoral Commission declaring the former high school teacher the new Noosa mayor. And Bonza says it's listened to feedback from customers and has launched a new website booking option. The airline first launched last year with an app-first approach with more than 1.8 million downloads.